I don't know. It's just, I can't hardly contain it. Praise God. You know that God is so good. I really appreciate the praise reports tonight and the praise that went up for the Lord. Not only in what he's done, but I think of the song that she sang, and it's a testimony of what God will do. And it's a declaration of praise that I know that I'm in good hands. And I think about her singing that song in anticipation of what God is going to do, and it's praise. Let's go to 2 Chronicles, chapter 5. Second Chronicles chapter 5, starting at verse 13. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lift up their voices with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good. For his mercy endureth forever." That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The glory of the Lord fills the house. When they sing praises unto the Lord, when they glorify his name, they lift him up in praise and honor, recognize who he is and what he's done. Yes. Glory to God. And it says that he fills the house. Do we want God to fill the house? Do we want his presence to just envelop us and to bless us? I think about what was spoken of, and does God speak to us? And it just, you know, I feel like the Lord speaks to me, and he like he said, he stirs my heart. And I remember the first time in my life when I got out of what is considered to be ADSEG. I got saved in what you would call the hole. And it's basically a pit in a metaphorical way, I guess you would say. But I got out of there, and I was in church service. It was one of the first services maybe that I had been to since being saved. And the Lord was just burning in my heart. Amen. In that service. And I didn't know what it was. I never talked to anybody or communicated to anybody. I never had an experience like that before. But you know, God just burned my heart. And I knew that he wanted me to say something. And I knew what he wanted me to say. And so I got up in the middle of service. And I testified what God wanted me to testify. A dangerous thing. But I did. And I didn't really think about it at the time. I guess I thought about it later, but dangerous thing. And I testified, and you know, it was like, I think there was just shock and amazement in that chapel service. Because I look back on it, and I don't know that anybody had ever done that. And I can't remember if I ever heard anybody else do it since that, in there. To just stand up and to pour your heart out and to speak what God has done. Amen. And I mean, it was just God spoke to my heart. Yes. And that's what he told me to do. And I believe that God was there. I believe his presence was there, and that testimony, no glory to me, but that testimony did something. It worked. And God moved. And I was relieved because the burning in my heart was satisfied. I think of Psalms chapter 22. It's just one verse. I guess I can read it to you, but Psalms 22:3, it says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." And what I get from that is that when we praise God and we lift him up and we magnify him, he inhabits that. He comes and he's right there. And that's when his presence enters in and it almost fills us up. I don't do it all the time, and shame on me. But there have been oftentimes or many times in my life that there's a scripture, and it's something I had to read later on, but I'm going to go ahead and mention it now, where it says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God." And there's been times in my life when I was cast down in my soul. It was like I was burdened and beat up. And the Lord spoke to me and says, "Why art thou cast down in your soul? Hope in God." And it was like I felt like the Lord was telling me, praise him. And I'd get into prayer and I would just, "Oh Lord, you're so awesome and great. You're magnificent. You're mighty. You're wondrous. Your mercy is everlasting. You are the King of kings and Lord of lords. I worship you and honor you. I lift you up. Reign in my heart. Be king over me." And just pray and continue in that sequence of just lifting up God. "Thank you, Lord, for lifting me up out of the miry clay and setting my feet upon a rock, establishing my goings. Thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes and allowing me to see you. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to my heart and allowing me to hear you." Yes. And just magnifying God. Yes. And giving him glory and honor. And you know it's hard to be cast down in your soul. Yes, right. When you're doing that. Yes. It's hard to be dejected and beaten up when you're lifting up God. Because he inhabits that. I don't know what he gets out of it, but he loves it. And he inhabits it. And that's what I want. I want the presence of God to fill us up. To empower us. To strengthen us. To encourage us. I guess you could say part of what inspired this message with me tonight is I was singing some songs with my boys, Brendan specifically, and when I sing songs to them or tell them stories, you know, I do this. I don't know if other people do, but I'm a little energetic, right? I put a little extra into it, you know? And so... So I was singing one of the songs that we often sing, and it was Peter and John went to pray. They passed a lame man on the way. He asked for alms, and he held out his palm. And this is what Peter did say: "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he went walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And I did that And I was, of course, I'm walking and leaping and praising God, you know. And he was into it. And I think the next day he was singing it, walking and leaping and praising God. And I didn't even inspire it in him. It was in him. But I was thinking about that, and this passage came to mind of Acts chapter 3, which basically I've already told the story that he wanted a alms, and he came out whole and healed. And it wasn't just like, well, that was kind of nice. But this man had never walked. And now he's walking. And he's leaping because he had never done it before. And he's praising God for what God has done. And I think about that and it's like, thank the Lord. Why can't I do that? Why can't I walk and leap and praise God for what He's done for me? Because God has done miraculous things for me. Like I said, He opened my eyes where I could see. I could see Him. I could see His presence in this world. I can see the truth. I can hear His voice. He can speak to my heart. He can change my life. He lets me speak to Him and to praise Him and glorify Him, and He hears it. We have a relationship. I was broken and beaten and bruised up, and life had its toll on me. And God lifted me out of that and restored me and gave me everything that I thought I had lost. What the canker worm had eaten? He gave it all back. Did I deserve that? No, I didn't deserve any of it. But that's God. And why can't I just praise Him for it? And thank Him for it? Because He has that coming. He's been so good. God has been so good. And I just, when I get a vision of that man leaping and jumping and praising God for what he had done, because it truly was a miraculous thing. And like he said, what happened with Sister Michaela was a miraculous thing. Amen. We don't have to sweep it under the rug. Praise God. She praised the Lord for it. Amen. Because it's magnificent. It's powerful. It's the reality of God in our lives. People want an expedition, or they want a proof of God. He proves Himself all the time. If we'll but praise Him and thank Him for what He's done. What has God done? He's done miracles. I had another song here. I don't really know how to sing a lot of these songs. Maybe I might get some help, maybe. But one of the songs that was coming to mind was this one right here, where number 66, it says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations, praise Him, all ye people. For His merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endureth forever. Praise ye the Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise ye the Lord. Praise Him. Praise Him. Praise ye the Lord. Thank the Lord." Amen. And then there was another song he gave me. It was 46. And if you guys know me, the Lord is speaking to me. He's giving me songs. But this song right here came to mind. And it was mainly the chorus. I will praise Him, hallelujah. I will praise Him more and more. If I had 10,000 lives in which to praise Him, I cannot enough my blessed Lord adore. Can you testify to that? I can't praise Him enough. I really can't. And I wish the Lord would help me to know that. Every day when I wake up, that I can praise Him. I can praise Him every day. When I wake up, I could praise Him. Psalms 9. One, I will praise Thee, O Lord. With my whole heart I will show forth all Thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in Thee. I will sing praises to Thy name, O Thou Most High. May we declare that to God, that I will praise You, Lord. I will magnify You. I will lift You up and give honor to Your name. Psalms chapter 40. And I believe this is one of the reasons why we do it. Besides, the Lord enjoys it, and it brings us communion and fellowship with God. Verse 1. I patiently waited for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. When we praise God and we lift Him up for what He's done, and we magnify Him for His works, it says that many shall see it. And they're going to have faith. And they're going to trust the Lord as a result. And so when we can magnify God and declare what He's done, I really believe that it inspires faith in others. It gives us each one encouragement and strength. It may remind us of what God has done for us and give us a praise too. But I think the opposite does it too. And when you're in the dumps all the time and it's just a molly grub and everything is a negative and oh this is that and oh this is bad and oh that's bad and oh woe is us, and you know that is contagious too. And that rubs off on folks. We've got a lot to praise God about. One of the thoughts that I was having in this is, you know, a lot of times when we think about testifying or we think about glorifying God, we think about what's already happened. Right? I mean, we come to service maybe on a Wednesday night and we're digging in our minds about whether or not we have a testimony or a praise report or something, and we're thinking about something that's already happened. Is that all we could praise God for? Praise Him for who He is. We could praise Him for who He is. Amen. Do we just praise God for what He's already done? Psalms 43. Verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. I think about this scripture, and does this person have a victory that he's grasping a hold of? He has an answer to prayer that he's clinging to and that he's praising God for? Or is it a hope? It's a hope in God that he's praising God for. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. And let's go ahead and read it. You all right with that? Let's read 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Not the whole chapter, but a good portion of it maybe. Verse 1. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Now think about that verse right there. What is he doing? He's praising God. He's saying, you're mighty. You rule over not just us, but over the kingdoms of the heathen. There's power and might in your hand. No one is able to withstand thee. Lifting God up. Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if, when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. So he's declaring to God what he said he would do. And he's doing what God had said for him to do. I'm calling out to you, Lord. I'm crying out to you. And you said that if we did that, that you would hear us. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. Then upon Jaaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. The Lord's presence was there. He inhabited this congregation. He said, hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, the battle's not yours, it's mine. Let me deal with this. And I don't know if God told Jehoshaphat anything else other than that, but to say, let me handle it. And then he says right here, tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. This is the Lord telling him that. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. I think about this scenario here, and I don't know, like I said, maybe there's someplace else that I'm not aware of at this point, but I don't know that God told them to do that. He said, stand still and you're gonna win this battle because I'm going to fight for you. And they went into the battle praising God. They hadn't even won yet. Right? The Lord just said, I'm gonna take this battle and I'm gonna fight it. You're not going to fight. I'm going to fight. So just be still and let me do what I do. And I think about what they did is that they praised God before they had victory. Because they believed the word of the Lord. They believed God. When he said, I'm going to fight the battle, you won't have to lift a hand to fight this enemy. They believed it. They believed it so much that they stood there and praised God for victory. Went into the battle praising the Lord. They weren't even ready to fight necessarily because God told them they didn't need to. And so I think about that and I say, do we have to wait for God to do something to praise him? We could praise him for what we know he will do. And what he said he would do. We could praise God beforehand. Psalms 27. Verse 4. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Can we praise God in that? In saying, you know what? Yeah, trouble may come. But in the time of trouble, God will shelter me. God will overshadow me. God will be with me. He'll be a strength to me. He'll be one that goes before me in my battles. Can we praise God that way? And say that I know the Lord will not forsake me. I know the Lord will be with me. I know he'll stand with me and he'll fight for me. Because he is my God. And I am his child. And I can praise him. Knowing that that's our relationship and that's who he is. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praise unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. We can go before the Lord in praise, in anticipation and in hope of what God will do, because we know he's faithful and he's good and he's true and he's just. He's merciful and kind and tenderhearted toward his children. Number 503. Praise God, I live in Beulah land. My house will all the storms withstand. It is not built on seeking sand. My house is built upon a rock, or my home is on the rock. When come life's trials thick and fast, when clouds are over my pathway cast, secure I can withstand the blast. My home is on the rock. I will praise God because I know that my home is on the rock, and no matter what these troubles may come or clouds may overshadow, I will praise God because I know on whom I stand. I stand upon a rock. When troubles come that would appall, when other buildings around me fall, I rest in Christ my all, and all my home is on the rock. Amen. And when my time has come to die, I'll have a mansion in the sky, but still I'll sing as ages fly, my home is on a rock. May we declare that to the God that we know where we stand. Yes, amen. And that we're standing on a rock, and we don't have to be anxious and worried and fret, but we can praise God and know that we have victory in him. Amen. We cannot just praise the Lord for what he's done. We can praise him for what he will do. And I think another way that we praise the Lord, and in our declaration of what we will do, number 220, I am thine, dear blessed Jesus, all thine. All of self now to the death I consign. Gladly, gladly, all I have I resign. That salvation, it is fullness, be mine. Glory, glory be to Jesus, I'm saved. Glory, glory be to Jesus, I'm saved. 'Tis a blessing that my heart long has craved. Glory, glory be to Jesus, I'm saved. Amen. I thank God that I'm saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank the Lord that he opened my eyes and delivered me. Yes. And helped me to see the truth. And I want to praise him for that. Amen. And I want to lift him up and acknowledge him and give him his due. Yes. I thank God for what he's done. And I stand here to say that I have not praised God enough. I have not done it enough. I think of the song where it says, if I had 1,000 lives, I couldn't praise him enough. But I haven't made enough use of this one to praise God, to declare 1,000. I pray that the Lord will help me to praise him more and more each day. To lift him up and acknowledge him. Not only for what he's done and what he is doing, but for what he will do. And that I would praise him with my commitment and my consecration and my devotion to him. That I would declare that devotion and say, I belong to God. I am his. He can do what he wants with me. He can use me as he wills. Where he says go, I'll go. Where he says stay, I'll stay. When he says stand, I'll stand. When he says talk, I'll talk. Yes. I belong to Him. Reign in me, Lord. Be king. Be ruler in my life. Rule my heart. Rule my life. Take all of me. I belong to You. To declare it to God. These songs, it's people pouring their hearts out to God sometimes. And saying what they declare to Him. And that's what I want to do. Declare it unto God that I am His. And that's what I want the truth to be. That I really am His. And when He calls, I answer. Pray for me. I appreciate your time tonight.